This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Have you ever found yourself giving up on a dream? Maybe it was your hope for a particular career. Maybe it was for your marriage or to be free of a crippling health problem. In 2013, Sheridan Voysey published his most personal book, Resurrection Year, in which he shared his personal journey with infertility. It was really a book about starting again after the loss of a dream, and it's a topic which has resonated with many, many people. Sheridan Voysey is on the line to talk more about this. Hi, Sheridan.
Hey, Katrina.
You're back in the country. How exciting.
Oh, it is so exciting. In fact, as we talk now, I've just arrived into Perth feeling a bit jet-lagged because it's like 8 or 9 hours difference between the two. So breakfast is, lunch is, dinner is something else in the middle of the night for me right now. So it's all over the shop, but so glad to be back.
Now, for all our original Open House listeners who, you know, listen to you every Sunday night here on Hope 103.2, tell us about your life in the UK. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, there's no easy answer to that question, actually. People ask me what I do now, and I find myself going in this convoluted conversation about all the various things I'm doing, because it's not just one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, for the last 10, 15 years, my life has really been about writing, speaking, and broadcasting.
Mm.
But the last one was the biggest element of that. It was primarily broadcasting, a bit of writing, and a bit of speaking. Well, really now, since I've moved to the UK, I'm primarily writing, primarily speaking, and doing a little bit of radio on the side. So I miss doing a show like Open House so desperately.
Oh, and you can come on my show anytime, Sheridan.
Oh, but you know, I couldn't measure up to the stature of a show like yours, Katrina. I find myself really primarily, I'm huddled away in my little office. I'm writing books, and then I'm speaking out of those books, whether it be at conferences or then doing some stuff on BBC Radio 2 or whatever.
Sheridan, you don't know how good that sounds. That just sounds so good.
I'm in a great position. I really am.
So tell us about, though, living in the UK. What's your just one thing you love, one thing you don't love quite so much?
Okay, so we are living in Oxford, and of all places for us to go, Oxford was just an absolute gift. I mean, Katrina, C.S. Lewis wrote his books just up around the corner from me, okay?
No,
but, you know, I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
No pressure.
J.R.R. Tolkien, you know, used to teach in the college just down the road. I mean, John Wesley, founder of Methodism, he had his final sermon in the church just down the road from me. You know, so you have this amazing town with all of this history, amazing beauty. I really do enjoy walking around old Oxford, 1,200 years old, these amazing old buildings and university colleges and things. That's amazing.
And so now you write all your books just at the bar at the Eagle and Child, do you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to soak up, lap up, rub on me all the glory that is soaked into those walls and soaked into those chairs at that little place. Yeah, of course, anybody who doesn't know, that's where C.S. Lewis and Tolkien and all these literary greats used to meet every Thursday afternoon and inspire each other with their writing. So I do go there, but I generally take visitors. It's quite a tourist place.
Sheridan, I have to tell you, my husband and I went to a trivia night there, and we literally couldn't understand a single question.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, okay, we're really in Oxford. We can't even understand the trivia questions, let alone answer them.
Oh, truly, Katrina. See, this is one of the challenges, actually, is there is a very average side to Oxford, which was a bit of a surprise to me. It really is very, you know, middle class, lower caste. We have a lot of homeless people on the streets. It's not all the image that you get when you do a Google image search and, you know, you pull up images of this wonderful Oxford with its amazing buildings. There's another side to it altogether. Having said that, it's the center of learning for the world in many ways. The elite come here. You know, you have to have grades so incredibly high to be able to make it into Oxford that, yes, the level of intellectual ability means that there are some conversations that I can't take part in because...
You don't know what they're talking about.
No idea. In fact, the other day, Marin and I went along to a seminar. It was like a free seminar run by one of the colleges, and it was something along the lines of medieval physics and its relationship to the early church or something. Oh, that sounds interesting. That's the kind of thing we should do when we're in Oxford. So we went along to it, and I reckon we probably were able to understand about a third of everything that was presented on the day. So.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now let's get back to the topic. So we're talking about broken dreams, and you, of course, are presenting a conference on this. So, Sheridan, what's the key thing that you've learnt from your journey through infertility and giving up on a dream on that process?
Yeah. I think writing Resurrection Year was a really good exercise in trying to find an answer to that question, because when you sit down and review your life, and I read through 10 years of journals to then kind of try and piece the story together and try to work out, well, what did come out of this? What was going on there? Where was God with all of this questioning that we had? It was a very good exercise to be able to then join some dots that I hadn't otherwise been able to join before. Look, there are so many things, and there's so many questions still left unanswered. That's a key thing as well. You don't always get closure on some of these things as to why you don't get the thing that you really pray for or the dream that you've really pursued and maybe given years of your life towards. I think the biggest lesson is the fact that it can be redeemed. It can be recycled, if you like. If you go through a broken dream and you don't get what you want and you think that your whole very identity and very being is being picked away because you can't be the mother that you wanted to be or the father that you wanted to be or the graphic designer or the artist or the musician or whoever it was that you wanted to be, that you think, well, that's the end of me. It's not. In fact, it can just be the beginning of a new you. That would be probably the biggest thing that I've taken away from these last few years, just trying to pick away the understandings to our experience and then hearing from hundreds and hundreds of people who have gone through their own broken dream.
Yeah, I'm speaking with Sheridan Voysey. We're talking about starting again after the loss of a dream. I know that since you've shared your story publicly, you've heard from lots of other people dealing with these kinds of issues. What kind of stories do people share, and what kinds of, I think, people do you think would benefit from coming along to your seminar?
See, this is a really interesting thing. When we went public about our story of trying for 10 years to have a child and not being able to, not being successful in the end, that opened the door to all sorts of other people telling us their stories. Now, some of them were similar. Some of them were, you know, couples that have tried everything to have a child, maybe even a second child, and haven't been able to. Or for other people, it was not getting married and they really wanted to, or not getting a particular career, or their art not making it to the masses and not being able to make an income from it, having the career and then losing the career. That's been the other one that's come through. All sorts of stories. The interesting thing is that it may not be the same kind of path you take or the same details of the story that we share, but the emotional and the spiritual journey is very, very similar. Mm-hmm. There are feelings of anger and frustration and a sense of crushed identity. Every dream carries with it an associated identity. And so there's a sense of not being who you want to be, maybe not being who you used to be. When I moved to the UK, no radio jobs were opening up. Publishers were turning me down because I didn't have any platform over there. I wasn't known over there like I was in Australia. Nobody was inviting me to speak at their conferences. So going back to your first question about what I do with my life, writing, speaking, broadcasting, nothing was opening. And there was a deep sense of, well, who are you, Sheridan? And that the biggest, boy, the biggest personal thing for me was to really rediscover that I'm a child of God. And I knew that theologically. I knew that practically. I knew that in my mind. I didn't really know it in my heart. And that was the biggest discovery for me.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of people, I think, who, you know, will be attracted to come along to the conference. It's been turned out to be quite popular in terms of the seats being booked and things. Look, and I also want to say it's also not just simply for people who have experienced this. Some people just want to come along and they want to just be inspired that God can turn something bad into something good. And so, you know, a whole bunch of people I know are coming along and they say, well, I haven't got any particular, you know, great broken dream in my life. I just want to come along and have a day of inspiration.
So it's for
everybody to come along and to see what God can do with something that you kind of think is the end of the road, and then you discover actually there's a new pathway that starts at the end of that road.
That's good. So obviously you are promising to have all the answers then.
Of course, people are going to walk in the morning, they're going to feel heavy and laden, they're going to walk out feeling light and joyful, and the world is going to be better and everything is going to be fixed up. We're going to wave our magic wand. There's going to be no more problems in the world by the end of it. Of course that's the case, Katrina. Of course that's the case.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think I might come too.
Yeah, come along. Come along. That's an important thing. You know, that's the biggest thing I want to make clear. We're not going to come and say, we're going to wave the magic wand and all your problems are going to be gone. I hope by the end of the day, though, there will be a sense in which people leave going, this is not the end. In fact, this can be the beginning. And
oh, you've been in England too long. That's Winston Churchill. This is not the end. It's not even the beginning of the end, but it may be the end of the beginning. Oh, you know that.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
I'm channeling Churchill without knowing it.
The Battle of El Alamein, anyway.
Katrina, you should be in Oxford.
I missed my true calling.
I think you're in the wrong place.
You can come to my radio show and I'll go write books in Oxford.
Let's swap for a season. That'd be fun.
All right. Now, the most amazing thing about this conference is that it's not only that you're there, that's the most amazing thing is that you're there, but the second most amazing thing is that it's free. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, this is our friends at Our Daily Bread Ministries. Many people will know of the devotional, Our Daily Bread, it's read by, I think it's literally 100 million people around the world every day. And they are partners in this, and they are basically running the whole thing just on a no-charge basis, because that's the way they roll. That's just their heart. You know, if you want to donate on the day, that's fine. You're not going to be asked to, but if you want to, that's fine. But the fact is, it's a completely no-charge event.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Sheridan. I hope it goes really well.
Yeah, thanks, Katrina. So good to talk to you again.
Yeah, that's Sheridan Voisey. His one-day conference from Broken Dreams to New Beginnings is coming up on Saturday, May the 13th at Thornley Community Baptist Church. Now, to register, you can get in touch with Our Daily Bread Ministries or visit SheridanVoisey.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.